AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It all happened very quickly on Wall Street. The market started the day with gains, but ended with big, big losses. The Dow lost more than 1,100 points. The reason? Worries about lingering inflation after the Federal Reserve again cut its key interest rate. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
But signals fewer reductions next year than previously predicted. In September, the central bank predicted four more cuts next year. Now, just two.
The slower pace of cuts for next year really reflects both the higher inflation readings we've had this year and the expectation that inflation will be higher.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says central bankers believe they're closer to the neutral rate, one that neither spurs nor slows the economy, which would let them be more cautious about future cuts. At the same time, core inflation remains persistently above the Fed's 2% target. So why cut at all next year? Powell says the Fed projects the number coming down to 2.5%.
That'd be significant progress.
But the slower pace of cuts would mean consumers may not enjoy much lower rates next year for things like mortgages and auto loans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Donald Trump is demanding Republicans renegotiate a spending bill days before a potential government shutdown, urging a showdown with Democrats. President-elect Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is expected to face his first public questioning from senators January 14th. Some senators have questioned Hegseth's fitness for the role. The federal judge who presided over the seditious conspiracy case against Oath Keepers members say it would be frightening if the group's founder, Stuart Rhodes, is pardoned for orchestrating a violent plot at the Capitol after the 2020 election. This is AP News. An arrest in New York has a connection to China. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
New Yorker Chen Jinping pleaded guilty in federal court to conspiracy to act as an agent of a foreign government for helping establish a secret Chinese police station located in a nondescript building in Chinatown. Prosecutors say Jinping helped the Chinese government locate pro-democracy activists and intimidate them to return home. In 2022, the FBI raided the station, which was operating as a local branch of China's Ministry of Public Security. China is believed to be operating secret police stations in countries around the globe, but the Justice Department has said the arrests in connection with the Manhattan one were the first of their kind. China denies the secret police stations. Julie Walker, New York.
The NFL has a record number of playoff clinches and bottom dwellers with 3 weeks to go. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.